My dad works in B2B marketing, but I never really knew what that meant. Then one day, my dad came by my school for career day and told everyone in my class he was a big MQL man. Then he just kept saying things like, the more MQLs, the better, over and over. My friends still laugh at me to this day. I think it means marketing qualified lead. One thing's for sure, I'll be known as the MQL man's kid for the rest of my days. Why couldn't you just be a fireman or a lawyer? Why? You ruined my life, Dad.
Not everyone gets B2B, but LinkedIn has the people who do. And with ads on LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people based on job title, industry, likelihood to buy, and more. Start converting your B2B audience into high-quality leads today. We'll even give you a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/customer to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/customer. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
It's brand new season two. I'm Marissa Thalberg.
And I'm Stephen Wolf Bedeta. And we're excited to be back having bigger, bolder, and always real conversations.
Straight from the C-suite front lines of marketing, media, and more.
We have great friends joining from people you may know, like Wilmer Valderrama and Bobby Burke.
And people you'll want to know. So grab a coffee or, hey, even an Aperol Spritz and come join us on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Listen to Brand New on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Marketing School, the only podcast that provides daily top-level marketing tips and strategies from entrepreneurs that practice what they preach and live what they teach. Let's start leveling up your marketing knowledge with your instructors, Neil Patel and Eric Sue.
All right, guys, before we start, we got a special message from our sponsor.
If you want to rank higher on Google, you got to look at your page speed time. The faster your website loads, the better off you are. With Google's Core Vital update, that makes it super, super important to optimize your site for load time. And one easy way to do it is use the host that Eric and I use, DreamHost. So just go to DreamHost or Google it, find it, check it out, and it's a great way to improve your load time.
Welcome to another episode of Marketing School. I'm Eric Sue.
And I'm Neil Patel.
And today we are going to talk about what you should copy from Neil Patel in business. So this episode is going to be fun for Neil, especially because he doesn't have to do anything, because I am going to be the one. Neil and I have, we've known each other for, was it 8 years now? 9 years, right?
Dude, I think we've known each other for at least 10 years.
No, I don't think so, because I'm 25 or 26 years old, 25 years old. So it's been 9 years.
All right. That's a long time.
Coming up on 10. That's so fast. I feel like it's just yesterday where I was reading Neil's old blog, Quick Sprout, and he would just write things that I wouldn't understand, and I would email him and he would actually respond. And I'm like, why does this guy respond to me? So now I was like, I'm going to take advantage. And so I kept emailing him, and eventually he's just like, dude, let's just get on the phone. And we talked for like 20 minutes or so. And that's how our friendship started, you know? And eventually that led to us meeting at Taco Bell in Orange County. And it was a blooming friendship from the last 9 years or so. You know, really love what Neil has done. I mean, he's always supported me. You know, I've always tried to help as much as I can, but I'm going to share a couple of things that I've observed over the years that I think that are worth copying. So the number one thing that you should copy from Neil is his fast execution. So, you know, Neil and I will be the first ones to say that we're not the best marketers in the world. I think at a certain point, there are going to be people that will overtake you, but in terms of execution, Neil and I might talk on the phone and the next day or maybe in the next 5 minutes or 10 minutes, he's already on it. He has his team on it. So I might say, hey, this optimization, the numbers are really good. Boom, he's on it, right? He's not afraid to jump on it quickly and he's not afraid to test these things, especially if you give him numbers, he's going to test it, right? If you just come up with, you know, conjecture without much to back it up, probably not going to test it. But fast execution, I think Neil probably is one of the fastest executors that I know. So I think that's really important. It's just getting things done and iterating quickly. And a lot of people are unable to do that. So that's the first thing. The second thing I've noticed with Neil over the last 9 years is that he's not going to wait to set up a call. He's just going to call you. So if he wants to get something done, he's going to call you just because it's faster that way. And that actually ties in with fast execution. Most people, they'll ask you and then there's like their scheduling and everything. And then it's just, there's all this back and forth. With Neil, he just picks up the phone and he goes. And he's usually like, hey, what's this person's number? Or he'll just call me straight up. It doesn't matter what time it is. And, you know, we'll just talk. So I think that's important as well. That ties in with fast execution. The third thing is, if you think about a lot of whatever's being created around you, it's really iterations. So a lot of things are not that much innovative. It's people building on the shoulders of giants, right? So you don't necessarily need to come up with something from scratch. And the third thing here is that you don't necessarily need to reinvent the wheel. Neil doesn't need to reinvent the wheel. He bought Ubersuggest and he just made it better. He iterated on it. There's a lot of things that he's done where he didn't necessarily come up with something from scratch, and some that he has, but a lot of the things is just like, hey, who's doing something, you know, interesting? How can I tweak that and how can I make it better? And boom, you know, he just executes on that quickly. So that's the third thing. The fourth thing is Neil zigs where other people zag. And some things might not necessarily work out, but he's going to try it. So for example, some tests that he runs, like let's say he ran an Instagram test and his Instagram just grew really quickly. Or sometimes he might test something where he's, for a period of time, he was running paid ads on Facebook to get more likes. And that worked out initially, but long-term that didn't work out. But he was willing to do that, right? He's willing to take shots that other people aren't willing to take. And you have to be willing to do that if you want to be good at business. I think that's the fourth thing. And we're working towards wrapping up. The fifth thing over here is that Neil does a pretty good job of ignoring the noise. So good, in fact, that he just does whatever he does and he's going to learn from other people, but he has learned to tune in. The signal that he gets from other people is from other people that are extremely successful. So for him, it's not so much about reading as much as it is to talking to other people that are very successful at business. Right? That's all he pays attention to. If he sees good numbers, boom, he's going to do it. Sixth thing, this is important. I think I'm the counter example of this. Neil will cut things quickly. He'll give up quickly. So if a person doesn't work out, he's going to cut them quickly. He's also going to give up quickly if a test doesn't work too. It's like, boom, I tried it, you know, didn't work. He's very fast at cutting, whether it's projects or whether it's people. And then the final thing I'll say is, I think over the last 9 years, I've learned this about Neil. Neil's actually evolved. Before, I would argue, Neil, feel free to push back on this, you were not willing as much to pay the big bucks for senior talent. I think that's changed in recent years. You are willing to shell out the big bucks and you're willing to get out of the way now. I think it wasn't like that before, correct?
That is correct, yeah.
All right. Final thing from my side is Neil has learned to not try to do everything. He's learned to focus on what he's world-class at. In fact, his team has even told him too, you know, he just focuses on bringing traffic and that's what he's world-class at. So Neil, do you want to add anything else before I close out?
No, that's it. Thank you for the kind words.
Yeah, thank you. So that is it for today, guys. Go to marketingschool.io/live. That's LIVE to learn about our virtual and live events. There's something for everybody. Go check it out. Fill out an application if it looks like it's a good fit. Neil and I, we might even give you a call as well. So that is it for today and we will see you tomorrow.
We appreciate you joining us for this session of Marketing School. Be sure to rate, review, and subscribe to the show, and visit marketingschool.io for more resources based on today's topic, as well as access to more episodes that will help you find true marketing success. That's marketingschool.io. Until next time, class dismissed.
It's brand new season two. I'm Marissa Thalberg.
And I'm Stephen Wolf Bedeta. And we're excited to be back having bigger, bolder, and always real conversations.
Straight from the C-suite front lines of marketing, media, and more.
We have great friends joining from people you may know, like Wilmer Valderrama and Bobby Burke.
And people you'll want to know. So grab a coffee or, hey, even an Aperol Spritz and come join us on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Listen to brand new on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Johnny B. Goode, the host of the podcast Creating a Con, The Story of BitCon. This podcast dives deep into the story of Ray Trapani and his company, CentraTech. I'll explore how 320-somethings built a company out of lies, deceit, and greed.
I've been saying since a very young age that I was going to be a millionaire. If someone's like, oh, what's your best way of making money? I'm like, oh, we should start some sort of scheme.
Listen to Creating a Con, The Story of BitCon on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Tamika D. Mallory.
And it's your boy, my son, the General.
And we are your hosts of TMI.
And catch us every Wednesday on the Black Effect Network, breaking down social and civil rights issues, pop culture, and politics in hopes of pushing our culture forward to make the world a better place for generations to come. Listen to TMI on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right.